This is 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Sarah D'Elia. Monumental Contracting, one of several contractors involved with a flight information display board that collapsed on a child at the Birmingham airport last year, has been cleared of responsibility. The accident killed 10-year-old Luke Brissett and left three of his family members injured. Kyle Whitmire of AL.com and the Birmingham News joins us now with an update on the lawsuit from the Brissett family. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, the announcement came this afternoon that Jefferson County Circuit Judge Tom King dismissed Monumental as a defendant in a lawsuit brought on by the family. How was it decided that they weren't responsible?
Well, I mean, we've known for a while since we, you know, at AL.com, Birmingham News, we did an investigation last March into this. And, you know, those who followed that know that there was a long documents fight that we had with the Birmingham Airport Authority. And one of the documents that we wanted that was crucial to our investigation then and now crucial to this lawsuit was a chain of emails that went back and forth. We now know in the end of the first week of January where the contractor, Monumental Construction, their job was to assemble these display boards at the airport. There was a manufacturer in Texas that shipped them here. They had been designed by an architect, and their job was to put them up. They began putting the first one together, and we now know from the emails they said, this is not safe, and they began to send up a flare to the other partners in this, saying, hey, what are we supposed to do here? Are we supposed to anchor these to the floor? Are we supposed to strap them to the wall somehow? And the response they got back was, no, they're supposed to be freestanding, even though the folks, you know, with Monumental were saying, no, this is not safe. Mm-hmm. This is going to fall over. Monumental decided at that point, we're not going to have anything to do with this. They stepped away from it. Birmingham-based Brassfield and Gorey took control of it at that point and installed all of the displays. One was anchored to the floor. Another was sort of wedged against the ceiling. But the display that fell over and killed Luke Brissett was installed exactly as it was designed to do.
Are we any closer to figuring out who is exactly to blame for the accident?
Well, we now know who's not to blame. And we know that Brassfield and Gorey was alerted that this was dangerous, and they installed these displays as they were designed anyway.
What changes have been made at the Birmingham airport since the accident last year?
Well, the most damning piece of evidence in all this is that they are now bolted to the wall the way they should have been in the first place. The signs have been installed, but other than that, there's not really that much. The upgrades to the facility there are proceeding as they were planned.
And what's next as far as the lawsuit is concerned?
Well, this still has a long ways to go, but the lawsuit is scheduled for November. The family is, I've been told, they want someone to hold someone accountable for this. The reason that they were so, they filed, their lawyers filed a brief today, or not a brief, excuse me, a motion today, saying, yes, Monumental did the right thing. You know, they're clear in this. I don't think that many, if any, of the rest of these defendants in these lawsuits are going to get that kind of motion filed on their behalf.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.